I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Even without nukes, the Korean Peninsula would still be split between North and South, a tough divide to heal. A similar North-South split still haunts Vietnam, even though that country was reunified at the end of the Vietnam War. Right now, Vietnam is in the middle of a four-day holiday, celebrating the anniversary of that reunification. But the wounds are so deep, many Vietnamese outside the country still mourn on this date. My WGBH colleague Gabriela Emanuel reports from Boston's Dorchester neighborhood.
Dorchester Ave is jammed with traffic and lined with bodegas. On the sidewalk, Kang Nguyen leads a team of Vietnamese Americans.
I want four flags up here.
Up and down the street, they hang dozens of American flags alongside flags of South Vietnam, solid yellow with three red stripes. This marks the day, April 30th, their country ceased to exist.
We not forget, because those are the day that changed million people's life. That includes me.
For Nguyen, the day is seared in his memory. He pauses on Dorchester Avenue, recalling when he was seven, living in rural Vietnam.
I heard on the radio, my mother is scared. Because
she's scared.
She's scared, but she won't say anything, but she's scared.
What Nguyen learned on the radio 42 years ago, in 1975, was that tanks of Vietnam's communist north had rolled through the capital of South Vietnam, ending a decades-long war. In iconic footage, Americans and their allies escaped in helicopters from the roof of the U.S. Embassy. Others fled too. Many South Vietnamese took to the sea and began a long journey away from their homeland. Nguyen's father was among them.
He escaped right away.
Many of Nguyen's relatives in Vietnam were sent to prisons where torture was common. And Nguyen was forced to do manual labor at school.
A lot of bad memory. Harassment, bully.
At age 13, he fled alone on a boat and after several years in a prison in Thailand, arrived in Massachusetts. Here he reunited with his father and became part of a growing Vietnamese community. Now he spearheads the effort to remember the day he lost his country and started looking for a new one.
What I try to do is I see the gap. The gap between old generation, my generation and my son's generation. The old generation, they suffering too much.
They suffered.
Yeah, suffer too much.
So you want them, the younger generation, to know the history.
Exactly.
He makes sure college students born here help raise the flags.
Okay, get the flag.
Nguyen also helped organize a memorial service where over 100 people, young and old, remember together. They hoist up their flag at Boston City Hall and lay flowers at the Dorchester Vietnam Veterans Memorial, all while singing the national anthem of their fallen country. Nguyen and his community call this event Black April, but not everyone in the Boston area remembers it by that name.
We call it the day to celebrate the victory against American.
Minh Trinh is a graduate student at MIT. He grew up in Vietnam, and his grandparents were part of the North's victorious military. As a kid, he marked the holiday by watching military parades on TV. Red flags with gold stars flew everywhere.
It's a huge holiday. In some way, it almost feels like Thanksgiving or Christmas.
In the U.S., he says Vietnamese students studying abroad celebrate quietly, with a private toast or something small, so as not to upset the local community. But Trinh no longer celebrates the day. He says he's come to understand the atrocities committed during the war, and that his life's privileges have come at the expense of others.
A lot of what I have had today is born on the blood and sufferings of the people of the South.
He'd like to see the day gain a new meaning.
I think it's about time that the people back at home realize that they need to reconciliate.
As those in Vietnam celebrate and the Vietnamese in Boston mourn the past, Minh Trinh says that reconciliation will be the work of his generation and future generations of Vietnamese. For The World, Gabriela Emanuel, Boston.